I'm in the girls' bathroom and these young drunk girls came in.
Sure.
And I remember one time they were like, and they were like 21, 22. And they were worrying about a dude and having stress over her boyfriend. And I just, and they were asking me for advice.
Sure.
Right. So it wasn't unsolicited. They were Oh my God, what do I do? Like, you seem mature for your age.
I'm
mature.
Like, you're like, you mean old?
Excuse me.
You mean old?
Yeah.
Thanks, girls.
Hey, I took it. And I went, listen, you guys are fucking only young once.
Do all the things.
Why tie yourself down with some guy who's apparently causing you so much trouble? I was like, be single. Fuck dudes. Make mistakes. Learn what you like in life.
Yeah.
Get your hoe phase out. Like, we all got to get that hoe phase out. To. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
like,
when you're
guess what?
When you're older, it's not cute.
Yeah, but it comes out. Like,
it will
no
come
matter what,
out no matter what.
It is clawing out of you like a fucking Wolverine.
That's true.
Right?
Sure.
And you have to let it go at some point.
Yeah.
You know what? There's this girl, her Stanley, who we called her, when we went through SEER training together, right? And I had a lot of respect for her because of this. We're both young. Mm-hmm. You know, I was 20 years old. I think she was same age. But she knew that the guy she was with, she wanted to fucking marry. Like, she knew it.
Okay.
Like, they 100% knew they wanted to get married. But she realized, right, in her maturity with things, she goes, listen, in order for us to get married, we both have to get our little hoe phase out. You have desires and things that you want, and I have desires and things that I want. And I guarantee that if we're married, we're going to be sitting there and to ourselves and wondering what would have been like to have that threesome with two Asian chicks. Yeah, like, cause that's what he wanted, right?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah.
And what would have been like to, like, been with... you know, another dude.
Two guys, another right? dude. Yeah.
And so she purposely broke up with him, even though he didn't want to. And she was like, listen, you need to fuck whoever you want. I do whatever I want. No questions asked.
And if we come back together.
Yeah, and if we come back together, like, because we're going to. Like, she was telling him, because he was so worried that they wouldn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got the phase out. They did it. They got married. They have kids.
Shut up.
Fucking doing amazing. I think that's a very mature thing.
Seriously.
Because I'll tell you this right now. I know people who've gotten married who haven't gotten that phase out of their system, and they did it when they were fucking married.
Yes. I know people like that too.
And I'm not saying everyone has to have it, because there's people out there who have self-control, right? And they don't.
Or they just don't, you know. Like,
well, that's what I mean. They don't care. They don't wonder. Yeah. They're very happy with what they have. But I'll say majority of people. Yeah. And that's the thing too, guys. When we talk about these things, we're just talking about our experiences and like what we see.
For sure.
And like kind of majority, we're grouping everyone up. And
I got married later. So I think that helped.
It does help.
So I had my own cute apartment and work. And do you know what I mean? I got all these things. And it's not just like a hoe phase. It's like living by yourself too.
Independent. Yeah.
Totally independently.
Experiencing things.
Traveling
on your own.
By yourself. Yeah. Like doing all these things that will start to creep up sometimes.
Yeah.
If all you know is marriage, it will start to be like, hey, you know, I've never done that.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm saying, it's not just being slutty. It's like I've never gone to, you know, backpacked, whatever, but anything.
Sure.
Right?
No, you're right.
Or owned a business.
Be responsible for yourself. Paying your own bills. Not depending upon someone else. Coming to
having alone time.
Right?
Being alone and knowing how to do that. That's huge.
I miss.
Oh, my gosh.
I miss that.
And we're just going to say really quick, and we love our husbands very much, but the other day I was thinking about my last apartment that I had.
Okay. I was thinking about it on the way here.
Cute. It was so cute. Well,
I'm not even kidding. Like, yeah. Well, I will say this. It's so funny. I grew up an extrovert my entire life. I really did. I was always hanging out with friends, always talking. Always
didn't want to be alone.
No. No. And then once I joined the military, I really started to appreciate my alone time. Even though I was alone in my dorm all the time, like, and I would always go out with my friends, I looked back on it and I would go, I actually really had a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
Because I journaled a ton, I would think a ton, I would just spend a lot of time alone. And when you're married, and I'm sure when you have kids, you don't get the luxury of the alone time. And I now feel like I'm part introvert, part extrovert, right?
Yeah.
Where I can totally be extroverted and be fine in my bubbly, normally self as long as I get my alone time.
Yeah.
Right? The time to decompress, to recharge, to take care of myself, to just think, to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't fucking touch me for 2 hours. Nobody touch me.
I don't know if everyone's like this, but a lot of my
girlfriends
that I talk to are very similar in the sense, right? Where there's sometimes my husband will be like, what's wrong? Like, what do you want to hang out with me? And it's like, no, it's please don't take this personally. I just need my me time.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why sometimes for me, like going TDY, which in the military is like a temporary duty, like you mm-hmm. gotta state for like weeks or a month or whatever,
yeah.
was kind of like my alone time.
Oh.
You know? And a lot of the guys would give me shit and be like, oh, you don't want to come out and drink with us? And I was like, no, I want to spend time working out in my fucking room alone.
Sleeping?
Doing whatever the fuck I want.
Someone next to me pinwheeling around.
Right?
Breathing on me.
Yeah. And I need that now for survivability.
Yeah.
I do.
No, and that's...
I think it's a healthy thing.
I think it's healthy. And guys that are mature kind of know that and they won't take it personally. But I did, like, when you're younger and you ask for alone time, they get real pissed.
Wait, what? Huh?
I know. What? What's the matter? What did I do? What did I do? And same, like, I am, do you like my guy impersonation?
Seeing you do it was probably more funny than the sound.
I was same extrovert. I like FOMO. I had to go to every single party. Every single time someone was going out, I had to go, whether I was tired or whatever. I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, oh my God, like it has to be something really good to
get
me out.
Now I feel like I go through this inner like this battle in my head, right? Where I go, well, I do kind of want to go out, but I really don't feel like getting dressed up. And I kind of want to stay
bad
home
tomorrow.
Right? Because I don't really want to go out. I want to have my alone time, just lounge. But at the same time, what if I miss out on something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I go through
FOMO
this.
FOMO I really need to work on. Like, I can't believe I still have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. And it's starting
maybe
to go.
Part of who we are.
Yeah, it's starting to go away. I mean, I don't ever want to not have it, right? Like, I don't ever want to be like, not care at all.
Yeah.
Like, I like the fact, because you could easily do that too, where it's like the people that literally... you cannot get them out of the house. Like,
and then you just stop asking them.
And then once they get out, all they want to do is go back home.
Yeah,
and like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that you can turn yourself into an introvert without, do you know what I mean?
I can see that.
And
until you force yourself to
A little bit you have to. I mean, don't force yourself if you don't want to, but like, it is very good. And I have to force my husband to do it sometimes where I'm just like, I know you don't feel like it, but these are like, you need to have relationships in your life. Like, you do, I think. Whether it's, like, one close friend that you go out with once a month. But you have to make a point to, like, go out with just that friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And have a glass of wine or not, or go for a walk or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think being social, and especially now, this day and age, like, you have to force yourself to do it because it's so easy not to.
Yeah.
You feel like you're social on your phone. You're watching Netflix. There's so many things to binge. You're like, I'm good.
I know.
But you're not good.
Yeah.
Like once you, if you are ever forced to be in a situation, you'll be like, you'll seize out. You won't, you need to know how to do small talk too.
Talk. Yeah.
As horrible as it is. And I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I usually just like to do medium talk. Right.
No, I agree.
And you know,
yeah.
Like I don't care how, like what part of town you live in.
Yeah.
I want to know how you're fucking.
Yeah. I want to know some shit.
I want to know when the last time you fucking had sex with your husband.
The dirt.
Are you guys doing it or not doing it? Do you know what I mean? And they're like,
listen,
nice to meet you.
I don't
I'm
know
like,
what,
yeah,
don't
let's
what,
get into it.
I don't give a fuck about what you ate for breakfast. Okay. Just tell me some fucking,
I don't know,
juicy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what kid in the neighborhood you fucking hate.